Okay, let's go ahead and get right on to another caller. So we have Bruce calling from Squim. Hi, Bruce. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. I was wondering, excuse me, if you knew of a fairly good cure or something for at least lessening tinnitus. There seem to be about as many cures out there as there are stars in the sky, which usually means that there isn't one good one. But anyway, my wife, her tinnitus is getting worse. The only change we can think of was they started her on a beta blocker for a genetic heart problem.
Okay.
And other than that, I can't think of any real changes, but I wondered if you knew of anything that might help with tinnitus.
Okay. So it does look like the beta blocker could possibly cause tinnitus or tinnitus. I guess that's something worthwhile to ask with the provider that prescribed it for her. And it looks like you can, of course, take a medication to counteract that from happening, but that's not my goal, of course, with her to have to take another medication to be able to stop that. But if we're thinking about supplements, and maybe it isn't the beta blocker that caused it in the first place, but if we're thinking about supplements, you're exactly right that there are a lot of things out there. And I think also that you are correct in saying that there's not one tried and true product that works for most people. It is a very challenging problem to treat naturally or unnaturally. So we do have some options though, and I usually have people try them one by one to see if they're helpful. There was a study on melatonin, actually. I don't know if you saw that as an option, but melatonin at 3 milligrams a day before bed helped improve tinnitus. It didn't necessarily make it go away completely, but it definitely helped improve it or lessen it. And the study was done for 4 weeks. So if she didn't see improvement after 4 weeks, then she wouldn't necessarily have to continue using it past then. But if she did find that there was improvement with it, then I would continue using the melatonin.
Okay.
And melatonin sometimes causes grogginess for people in the morning. And if that happens, then what I usually recommend is to back up the dosing and start with a smaller dose and then just gradually build it up so that the body can tolerate it better. And in the study, they used 3 milligrams, so it's hard for me to say if another dosage would work just as well. I just usually go with 3 milligrams since that was what was in the study. Another idea that we'll use quite often is ginkgo. And the reason that ginkgo can be helpful is because it helps with blood flow. And this type of ginkgo that we want to use, we just want to make sure that it's standardized to contain the main extract that's called ginkgo heterosides. And it should contain 24% ginkgo heterosides. So if you look at the back of the bottle in parentheses or in a sub area, it'll say that it has that in there. And the dosage that's used here in studies is about 120 milligrams a day. And that's usually split into 2 or 3 doses, so 60 twice a day. And with that one, too, I would take it for at least a month to see if it's effective or not.
Okay.
And as far as side effects with ginkgo can actually thin the blood a little bit. And so that's another one where if we're concerned about blood thinning, we want to be cautious. Another possibility would be zinc. So if people have low serum zinc, then possibly that could be related to tinnitus. And then taking the zinc to help bring that level back up will result in helping to get the tinnitus to improve. And that usually happens over a month time period. But you could also just not test it and just do a trial, a therapeutic trial. And I'll typically use at least 30 milligrams of zinc with food because it can cause nausea. And then lastly, similar to the zinc would be vitamin B12. If B12 levels are low, then using B12 can help. But again, you don't have to do the test for B12. I don't find B12 testing is very accurate anyways. And so a person could always do a trial with the sublingual B12. I like what's called methylcobalamin. It's the active B12. And I'll use somewhere between 2,000 to 5,000 a day.
2,000 to 5,000?
Mm-hmm. 2,000 to 5,000 micrograms a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the morning. Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah. So.
And thank you. With vitamin B12 injections, we have seen Dr. Sherman before.
Oh, okay, great.
Is that something that we can get through the Tahoma Clinic? We're both nurses, and so we've given more injections than you can possibly
for
imagine.
For sure.
So
well, that would definitely be your best option to do injections versus a sublingual. So, yes, Dr. Sherman could write a prescription for you. And then you could fill it through a compounding pharmacy. We've been going mostly through a pharmacy out of California to get the supplies because the cost is so good. But Dr. Sherman would be able to share that information with you. But definitely, I would encourage that. That would be great.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It was great to talk to you, Bruce. Thank you. Have a great day.